Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us and strengthen our walk of life that we have here in the world by our Lord Jesus Christ is from the epistle lesson from the book of Hebrews. And the writer of Hebrews really does a lot of instructing through the chapters of Hebrews. And in the 13th chapter, which follows the 12th chapter, the beginning of the 12th chapter, the Hebrew writer says, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings to us so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus Christ, the founder and perfecter of our faith. So in the 13th chapter here, he draws us a little closer so that we may know what we're to do in our lives as those who follow Jesus. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you are also in the body. Let the marriage bed be held honor among all, and for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So confidently we say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? So far, God's word for our consideration, for our nourishment, for our strength this morning. So as we think about the Lord, I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about the life that you are living here in the world. I want you to think about that right now, in the place where you are, whether husband or wife, whether son or daughter, because we're all sons and daughters. But I want you to think about it. How God reflects in your life and the challenges that you have. Because we have many challenges. We have the physical challenges of living as husband and wife. We've got the other challenges of living as parents. And we have the challenges of living as grandparents. Challenges that God doesn't tell us anything about in his word, in that holy Bible. But he does tell us about how to interact with each other. And he says, be kind in hospitality with others because some have entertained angels unaware. Many challenges face our lives. But I want you to think about the greatest challenge we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. Not just as parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, but I want you to think about the greatest challenge you have. The greatest challenge that you have is to live as a Christian. You probably haven't even thought about that challenge that is presented before you to live as a Christian, do you? We think about it when we come to church on Sundays or during Advent services, whether they're midweek services, whether they're Advent or Lenten services. And we kind of think that as soon as the church is over, the hour is gone, we can leave and we can go back to our old sinful selves. We do all that. We do, in fact, go back to our sinful selves. But you see, living as a Christian is very difficult. It is challenging. To go into a restaurant, you know, I always use that illustration. Go into a restaurant and say grace. We were at an outdoor restaurant on Friday night. The Stone Barn Pizza in Nelson, Wisconsin. And as our pizza was brought forward to us, we bowed our heads and said the word of grace. There was a lot of noise all over it. They had a singer there. But it all became dull because the word of grace was there. That's the difficult challenge that we have. The difficult challenge of being a Christian is having something bad happen to the body and seek his help. 1984, our daughter Joanne was born October 5th. October 7th, she was taken by ambulance from Langdon, North Dakota, to Grand Forks, North Dakota. We didn't know what was going on because they found blood in her sputum. Not much, but they sent Joanne to Grand Forks. As we traveled to Grand Forks, we said everything we could as husband and wife. But I couldn't be a pastor to my wife. So I called up a pastor in Grand Forks who didn't make hospital visits because he himself was medically challenged. He had a vicar, but he came up. He said some very pointed words to us. If one loves son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of me. If you love husband or wife more than me, you are not worthy of me. You know, those words are very pointed, and it's like what the writer of the Hebrews says is that you have to point to Jesus Christ and him alone. The 8th verse of this morning's text says it all. Jesus Christ is forever. Yesterday and today and forever. That Lord Jesus Christ is always in your life, whether you are challenged or not. And when you are challenged, the Lord Jesus Christ is there to help you as he sends his Holy Spirit into your life. So it's very challenging to live as a Christian because we're bombarded with TV shows. I love to point to these things. There's the reality shows. And my goodness, they show these perfect people, these women who have nice figures, and then the men that are just chiseled, and you think that they've been lifting weights every single moment of their life. The reality shows aren't really reality shows. They show us something that the producer wants to show, that life may be like this, when in fact we know that it's different. We know that it is difficult to live as a Christian, to proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I see many kinds of tattoos and players on teams that wear the earring that has the cross. Is it only symbolic, a nice piece of jewelry? Or do they really, really, really believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? I want you to think about that and how we are challenged to live as a child of God. We are challenged as husbands and wives to lift one another up. I'm always amazed when married couples would tell me, you know, we've been married 45 years and we haven't had a bad word between us. Don't lie. Please don't lie. Because from the beginning of the world, when God created Adam and Eve, we have been guilty of the sin of passing it down. You know, when Adam said, oh, it wasn't me, it was a woman you gave me, the woman. Eve said, no, it wasn't me, it was a serpent who tricked me. It's challenging. Challenging to live as a son and daughter of Jesus Christ. So we could go all through those challenges, but I want you to think about this. That in your life, God sends the Holy Spirit. He began that when you were baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, that Spirit entered your hearts and created faith in you, in Jesus Christ. And that faith gets challenged. So God continues to send the Holy Spirit to lead us, to continue to lead us in life, continue to use us here at Mount Moriah, to use us outside in the community, to use us in our families. And pastors' families are not holy people as well. They need help. They need forgiveness. They need that lifting up and showing forth who is important in our lives. Well, as you know, we took a couple of our grandkids camping this last week. We picked them up Sunday after church, and we deposited them back with their parents on Thursday. In between, I have morning devotions. And I end morning devotions with Portals Prayer. So we use Portals. We use that as that basis at the end. And every time we had a meal, we said grace. Even when we took them out to eat, we had grace. Giving them that witness of Jesus Christ, that witness of God blessing our meal. So I want you to think about that in your life. It may be embarrassing for you to stop and either fold hands or hold hands and ask God to bless the meal. And you may not want to be an illustration of humbleness. And yet God uses you where you are and with all the gifts that you have. And the writer of Hebrews also said, you know, hospitality, looking out for your neighbors, looking out for those who are in difficult times. Death happens to all of us. And we never know how to react. We never know how to help someone. We bring food to those people. And we bring food to those people on disposable plates, don't we? So that won't be a burden to them to return it. I hope and pray people do 180 and think about it. And take food back to these people on returnable plates so they can come and talk to you. Because that's really helping the grief-stricken. So the writer of the Hebrews has many ways of being that servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't do it on our own. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we're enabled and that we are those effectual witnesses of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want you to remember that in your life, in the challenges that are presented before you. The challenges of temptations are ever before us. So we need to have God's word in our life. And having God's word in your life is not going to make your life perfect. Because God knows that we're going to sin. But in that, he forgives us those sins in Jesus Christ. As we come up to the altar and partake of Jesus Christ's body and blood given and shed for us for the assurance of eternal life, the assurance of God's love, the assurance that he is walking with us every step of the way. Thinking back to the 12th chapter, that we are so surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, the writer of the Hebrews wants to effectually let us know that we are not alone, that we are not living in isolation, that we have each other. Because the Apostle Paul also writes in the book of Corinthians, we rejoice with those who rejoice, and we weep with those who weep. He's tying this all together with the writer of the Hebrews, that our lives to be are enriched So we're there to enrich one another's lives. Challenges, they're ever set before us. The challenges of raising children, you know, are very difficult. The challenges of being a grandparent or an aunt and an uncle, having that attachment with families is very difficult. And yet God comes to us. God comes to us in His Word. God comes to us in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood given and shed for us to lift us up, to encourage us, to be those stalwarts, if you will, in the faith, so that we may lift one another up and bring others to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In Christ's holy name, amen.